Liz in Essex has been on saying, I love our What's Occurring. My colleagues and I shout out in the middle of the office. We play along. It's our favourite part of the day. It's good to hear it. So if you're on your way home right now, get ready for some play along on the way home from work fun.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know what occurs. Three situations that we've recorded. You just tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Don't even worry about it.
Scoring's gone a bit weird.
I think the Pussycat Dolls won last week.
Yeah, so last week the Pussycat Dolls won Oh, What's Occurring. See how many you get right today. Are you ready for your first situation?
Yep.
Here we go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, you know Lisa Snowden?
Yeah.
You know that she is on Strictly Come Dancing at the moment?
She is.
Have you been watching that?
I did watch it on Saturday night, yeah. I thought it was a bit dull on Saturday. Oh. Not a great deal happened, really. No.
What is Lisa Snowden, though, most famous for?
Oh. Is it... Is this the question? Oh, right.
No.
Going out with George Clooney.
Is correct. That's right.
Okay.
It's mentioned in most interviews. Yeah. Every time you see her in Heat magazine or OK, or it's like Lisa, who used to date George Clooney. But the thing is, she really doesn't like talking about it very much.
I was going to be. She doesn't mention it, does
no,
she?
No, she hates it. So here is your question. In the first Strictly Come Dancing show last week, where they met the contestants, how long did it take Lisa Snowden before she mentioned George Clooney, who she really doesn't like talking about?
I don't actually remember her. I don't remember her mentioning him. I'm going to say 27 seconds.
A whole 27 seconds before she mentions George Clooney.
Yeah, because
she doesn't like doing it. Remember?
I know she doesn't. That's
you can
why
go higher if you want.
No, I'll stick with 27.
All right, Becky.
So it's her mentioning it and not someone else.
Mm.
10 seconds. They mention it and then she replies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, then. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Lisa Snowden on Strictly Come Dancing. But how long till she has to mention George Clooney?
I'm Lisa Snowden. I started modelling when I was about 18 years old. And I started hosting Top of the Pops.
It's still number one. It's Top of the Pops.
And then recently I've been hosting this show called Britain's Next Top Model. We're in our fifth series already.
Stephanie, you're still in the running to becoming Britain's Next Top Model. Congratulations.
And now I'm on The Breakfast Show with Johnny, which is a blast. Just very, very early mornings.
George!
Well, I have dated George Clooney.
Whoa! There it is right there.
But hey, it was a long time ago and I've moved on from that.
Right, so yeah, as you see, you don't like talking about it.
She mentioned other stuff first.
She did. But 26 seconds, which means
that's a good start.
That's a good start.
Oh, what's occurring?
Yeah, I know that, yeah. So, Chappers 1, Becky 0.
This is my week.
Let's hope so, shall we?
She's got a right face on her over there.
Right, next situation. Naomi Winehouse.
Yeah. She didn't go out with George Clooney.
No. How would you describe Amy Winehouse in three words?
A dirty mess.
Okay, good. We asked 10 people on the street to do just that. Describe Amy Winehouse in three words. But which word do you think got mentioned the most?
Out of the whole English language?
Yeah.
Right.
Becky.
Singer.
Chappers.
Rough.
Rough. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the great British public describing Amy Winehouse in three words, but which word comes up the most?
How would I describe Amy in three words? Black. Ignorance in a nice way and funky.
Talented, vulnerable and weird. crazy mental hair.
Amy Winehouse in three words: wacky, irresponsible and unsociable.
The ugly, skinny and mannish.
Yeah, I think she's cool, she's genuine and she's true.
Crazy, wacky and individual. Rich, weird and a bit of a mess.
Amy Winehouse in three words: original, talented and eccentric.
Awesome, talented but misguided.
A tramp, oh, what else? Yeah, dirty and like, I don't know, worthless?
So how would you describe Amy Winehouse in three words?
She's not very smart. She doesn't look very nice. She needs to fix her hair extensions.
Amy Winehouse is a hobo. A hobo. And a hobo.
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one thing. A good, great singer. Even my dad likes her. And a little bit dirty.
So, I don't think anyone gets a point there because the word that was mentioned the most appeared to be wacky.
Hobo as well, actually, I think. Was
oh,
there.
Hobie actually is hobo, but you still don't get a point. Wacky and hobo are up there.
Is it not talented?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I thought I heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you not counting?
No. You haven't got a clue, have you?
I haven't got
there
a clue.
With my fingers, like,
okay.
One, two.
So what is the correct answer?
Talented, which is similar to singer, so therefore I get the point. Because right. Talented, I meant when I said singer, I meant talented singer. So if you drop off singer, then I got said talented.
But do you think? Can I let her have that?
Well, no. Over this side of the desk, we're kind of the one right. That doesn't speak is vigorously shaking his head. Although I would imagine you're still.
Stop trying to! I'm so easily led. Stop trying to do that.
You would have done it as well.
Is it not kind of ironic that people were asked to describe her in three words, and one person went not very smart, not very something, and not very else.
This is my favourite.
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one thing. A good, great singer. Even my dad likes her. And a little bit dirty.
There are three words right there. What was that again?
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one bin.
A horse for one bin?
Yeah.
What?
One
bin?
A horse for one bin.
What was that?
Also, didn't the very...
A horse for one bin, you know. A horse for one bin.
Didn't the very first person not get the person we were talking about?
Oh, yeah, that was good as well. Let's go back to that right now.
How would I describe Amy in three words? Black.
Right.
Now, no. Who's she thinking of there?
Know. Oh, what's the kidding?
A horse for one bin.
Right, so you're still in the lead, aren't you?
Yes.
No points for Becky.
No. I think she should lose one for trying to cheat as well, actually. An influence.
Yeah, stop it.
She's on minus one.
You know mechanics?
Yeah.
Do you think they're romantic at all?
I don't know. I've never been dated by one.
I haven't.
You sure?
No, I haven't, though. Now, what I did is I played the I Love You game with five mechanics at garages, right? Basically, what I do is what?
Nothing.
I call them up and I say bye and then I say love you at the end with mechanics, right? But how many do you think were automatic?
Why did you choose to do this? Why did you choose to do this?
Just to see if they're romantic or not. How many do you think will automatically say I love you back? Chappers.
None.
Not one?
None. That's why I said none.
Becky.
One.
Okay.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So here's me calling five garages. How many will say, I love you, back to me?
What a garage services.
Hello, do you do MOTs?
Eh? I can put a car through an MOT.
Pardon?
I can put a car through an MOT as such, I don't do MOTs.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Are you looking for an MOT, are you?
Yes.
On what type of car?
It's a Nissan Bluebird.
Not a red one, is it?
No.
No, just a year or two ago I looked after a red one.
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye, bye, bye.
Oh!
Never again, just can I help you?
My cranker's broken.
Your what's broken?
The cranker on my car, you know the thing that comes out of the, bell end, that bit.
What kind of car is it?
An Allegro.
Yeah, you'd be as well just scrap me then.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
Love you. Rubbish.
Going for borders?
Hello, yes, I wonder if you can help me. My steering wheel has just come off in my hand.
Okay.
Well, actually, can I give you a call back? I've got another call coming through.
Sure, yeah, bye.
Okay, love you.
Okay.
Oh!
See you later.
Good afternoon, Nationwide Auto Centres, Romford. Now, may I help?
Hello. I wonder if you can help me. I need a new cranker for my Austin Princess.
It's not something we'd be able to do, I wouldn't have thought.
You don't have any crankers?
No.
Okay, well, thanks for your help.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay.
Love you. Really thought I nearly had it
there. I thought you had it there.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I wonder if you can. Do you do those air fresheners in the shape of a tree?
No.
Do you know what the best way is to get rid of a really bad smell out of my car?
What has caused the bad smell?
I'd rather not say.
Right. Well, as in any bad smells, you've got to locate the cause of the smell. If there's anything in there, you've got to take it out.
All right, that's really helped, actually. Thank you. Thanks so much. Okay, love you.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
What?
Love you.
Love me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Love me?
Yeah.
No one's ever said that to me before when I said goodbye.
Oh, well, I am.
Oh, right, okay. Well, love you too, then.
Yes! Thanks.
Bye.
Yes!
Can't you visit had to beg? How embarrassing was that?
Doesn't matter.
Oh! What's occurring?
Well done, Becky, for having the faith. Becky gets the point.
When you found out the second garage, what did your cranker fallen out of? When you found out the second garage, what did your cranker fallen out of?
I can't remember. I made that call a long time ago.
Right.
Oh, I liked that guy. Right. Love you.
What?
Love you.
Love me.
Now, did you get the impression it was going to go really wrong at that point? It was going to get really mad?
Yes.
You turned it around. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Love me?
Yeah.
No one's ever said that to me before when I've said goodbye.
Oh, well, I am.
Right, okay. Well, love you too, then.
Thanks.
Bye.
Got there in the end.
Oh! What's occurring?
1-1 for Becky and Chappers today on Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199.
This is Radio 1. Radio 1.